From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, August 19th. I'm Abby Larico. Today, a crackdown on panhandling, a new report card for schools, and the most magical place on earth is in a basement in O'Fallon, Illinois.
We end up purchasing the castle to build, and all of a sudden we're like, well, let's make Main Street, and things kind of took off from there and then just really spiraled out of control.
We'll take a walk up a Lego-sized Main Street into Disney World's Magic Kingdom coming up on The Gateway. A Missouri circuit judge says he will rule today on whether a proposed constitutional amendment on ballot initiatives should be on the November ballot, STLPR's Sarah Kellogg reports.
Earlier this month, Secretary of State Denny Hoskins rejected a proposed constitutional amendment that would make it harder for lawmakers to overturn voter-approved initiatives. Hoskins said the amendment was unconstitutional in part because it had too many subjects. Respect Missouri Voters, the group behind the initiative, sued, seeking to overturn Hoskins' decision. Kathleen Hunker, the attorney for Hoskins, said the proposed amendment is deceptive and does violate the state's constitution. Hunker said in court the amendment, quote, fuses disparate topics together, ranging from ballot title reform to the reorganization of powers to the alterations of executive powers to the overhaul of the amendment process. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
More people exposed to toxic radiation in Missouri could apply for compensation under a new bipartisan bill introduced in Congress this week. As STLPR's Lucretia Wimbley reports, the compensation amount could also go up to $150,000.
Missouri was added to the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act for the first time last summer in the program's 30-plus year history. Now, legislators and advocates are pushing to add at least 9 more St. Louis area zip codes. Parents who lost children to qualifying illnesses could also apply under the new legislation. That includes 2 moms whose daughters died from cancer after living near the Westlake landfill in Bridgeton. Kristen Camuso is with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment.
It's only right that every area that should be included, every person that should be included, every cancer that should be included gets added, and we're hopeful that we'll see this through.
The current radiation program expires in December of next year. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page is renewing his call for the county council to use temporary funds to fill a funding gap for the St. Louis County Police Department. STLPR's Jason Rosenbaum has more on how Page says the county's financial woes are reaching a critical phase.
Page has called for the county council to use funds from the St. Louis Rams settlement to plug a funding gap for the county police department. Without more money, Page has said the county will have to lay off hundreds of officers. The county council doesn't plan to do that, and Page says without more revenue, his administration doesn't have many other options.
And I know the residents want someone to be there when they call 911, and I know they don't want to talk about laying off police officers. But to prevent that, we have to fund the police budget.
St. Louis County voters recently rejected an online sales tax that could have helped alleviate some of the county's long-term financial problems. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Soon, people may be banned from asking for money aggressively in public in St. Louis County. As STLPR's Rebecca Thiel reports, the county council approved a bill 6-1 banning threatening behavior while soliciting yesterday.
The bill prohibits solicitors from doing things like following people, intimidating them, or blocking the road. It also bans people from asking for money on a public bus, near a bank, on private property, and at night, among other things. Those in favor of the bill say it would help keep everyone involved safe. Reverend Larry Rice of New Life Evangelistic Center in Overland spoke against it. He says the bill could further criminalize homeless people in a county that has done little to support them.
It's a hard job to panhandle in this heat. People are desperate. They're in need. If they don't get $100 a day, they're going to sleep outside on the streets. That's what hotel costs are going up to and beyond.
Courts have struck down county ordinances that restrict soliciting in the past. I'm Rebecca Thiel, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois Democratic Representative Nikki Budzinski held a roundtable in Belleville yesterday aimed at bringing down utility costs. STLPR's Kate Grumke reports this is part of the Democratic Party's push to win voters who are concerned about affordability.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries appointed Budzinski to a working group on gas and utility affordability. She says one problem has been inconsistency for utilities as the Trump administration cancels funding for clean energy projects.
That's another key piece of what we're working on, is how do we get back on track to building out that clean energy economy that's going to eventually then lower bills.
Budzinski says bipartisan efforts to work on this issue have stalled. In the meantime, she and her colleagues are working on legislation they could pass if Democrats win the House back. I'm Kate Grumpke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Beginning this year, all Missouri public and charter schools will receive a letter grade associated with their performance. As St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed reports, Missouri is laying out a plan to join other Republican-led states in adopting the new accountability system.
The system largely relies on student test scores for younger kids, but takes graduation rates and college and career readiness into account for high schoolers. Governor Mike Kehoe mandated the change earlier this year, saying he wanted to make it easier for parents to understand how students' schools were performing. Board member Vincent Shamel Jr. of St. Louis worries it may penalize districts that serve low-income and immigrant families.
And I'm thinking specifically of the charter schools in the city of St. Louis. I don't know what happens to their enrollment. I don't know what happens to the enrollment at SLPS, you know, if we don't do this carefully.
The State Board of Education is set to vote on the new system next month. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
Imagine having the most magical place on earth in your basement. A Metro East area man has done just that, creating a near-perfect replica of Disney World's Magic Kingdom with Lego. St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson transports us to a Magic Kingdom all the way in O'Fallon, Illinois.
I'm at the entrance of Doug Shepley's Magic Kingdom. Here, parkgoers are greeted by a large Mickey Mouse statue and a touch point to scan your magic bands. And above the gate is a familiar sign.
Here you leave today and enter the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy.
Oh my goodness. This is huge. Oh wow.
The kids had a lot of Lego stored in tubs back in the basement here.
Sheppy has spent the last 6 years meticulously building the most magical place on earth in his O'Fallon, Illinois basement. His 31 by 16 foot theme park is a near replica of Disney World's Magic Kingdom made out of Lego. Building the entire park happened on a whim after his family's annual trip to Disney World was canceled in 2020.
We ended up purchasing the castle to build. And all of a sudden, we're like, well, let's make Main Street. And things kind of took off from there and then just really spiraled out of control.
Sheppy custom built Disney's contemporary resort, its iconic monorail, floats for the parades, and even a security guard booth. He manages to keep the park's 6 themed lands, their rides and attractions up to date as they evolve in real time. There's the Tron Light Cycle, a renovated Space Mountain, and Mad Tea Party rides. And all you hardcore Disney fans might even spot the hidden wedding ring at the Haunted Mansion. A fan favorite is Peter Pan's flight.
Underneath there is a magnet. A magnet's going on a track. That is the ride.
Much like the real deal, this park is crowded with parkgoers. His wife, Lori, says the family of four has made a cameo appearance in the park to make up for that canceled trip. Doug got them miniature Lego figurines with their faces on them.
We were like, what in the world? And my son was like, Dad, this is weird. But our tradition is to have a shadow box of every trip. And we didn't get to go that year. So he put our minifigs up and made a shadow box of our minifig having a vacation in the park.
Sheppy has also taken some creative liberties and included rides from Disneyland. But the real magic begins at night when the park is fully illuminated.
That's a good glow too. Now, there are some areas that aren't lit as much as I want. Like I need to light the hotels, I still need to light. I have the pathway. Now those wires are all underneath that pathway.
Cascading down from the ceiling are string lights that look like fireworks. Tinkerbell is at the top of Cinderella's towering castle, ready to fly down. Main Street USA is bustling with people, and at eye level, it's breathtaking. The rides light up, including the blue waterfall on Tiana's Bayou Adventure. The camera at the descent of the ride even flashes. Most of this is captured on his social media and YouTube pages, Craggle Creations, where he documents his builds for Disney and Lego fans.
It helped a lot of people just have an outlet and tap into their creativity and using that creativity. And I think it does make neural connections in the brain. And I think it's good for the imagination. It's good for your well-being. For me, it's a stress reliever and it's relaxing.
As of now, Sheppy is in the process of further expanding the park. From the Magic Kingdom in O'Fallon, Illinois, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Head to STLPR.org to see photos of the Lego Disney World Park.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Our Jonathan All edited that piece.
Up to Neverland!
The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Our theme music's by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur, but right now, You Can Fly from Disney's Peter Pan.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great Wednesday.
Take the path that movies make.
If the moon is still awake, you see him wink his eye.